Congratulations, Sterling K. Brown, for winning your Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actor for your role as Christopher Darden in The People versus O.J. Simpson. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that.
And congratulations on one of the greatest acceptance speeches of all time.
I missed it, Sid.
Tom, first Sterling, you came out, you just looked just like you were flying up the stage, right? And to get it and saying, and for those of you who didn't even know who Sterling K. Brown was, but I thank you for checking the box anyway. you know, and then closing with the tribute to your wife, which was, and who we all know now is the hottest chick ever.
Game, rocking his chain.
Thank you, Damon. Rocking his chain. That was so great. And the it was just such a cherry on top of your great performance as Christopher Darden. Really good stuff.
Thank you. Oh, thank you all so much. I appreciate it. You know, when they called my name, it truly was an out-of-body experience. I felt like my soul just left and was flying above the auditorium looking down on me. And I had to tell myself, like, Brown, they only going to give you 45 seconds. So get up, walk up on that stage and say what you got to say. And, you know, a lot of people had said that I was the favorite and whatnot, but you never know what's going to happen until it happens. And everybody in my category was worthy. Two of my castmates included in that. So when it actually happened, it was almost kind of like a relief that, okay, now we get to move on and everything worked out okay.
And you did play that role well. And now, congratulations, starting tonight on NBC, This Is Us, and it's getting some nice reviews. What is This Is Us about?
Let's see. It's an interesting thing to talk about without having seen it, because there's a little bit of a twist that I don't want to give away. But basically, you have four people that share the same birthday, and they have things in common with one another. And it turns out that their commonalities go beyond just having the same birthday. But we figure what that is at the end of the pilot. But it's a family-style sort of dramedy that's going to pull at your heartstrings a little bit. You're going to laugh a whole lot. And I think for most of people who will be watching it, they'll see people in their mid-30s just trying to figure out what life is all about. Everybody's got the same sort of struggles. And so people will hopefully connect to one or all of the characters in the show.
And your character goes looking for your dad.
Yeah. His Randall Pearson, 36 years old, has lived his life as an adopted child and has never known his biological father. But on his 36th birthday, he finds out where he is and goes and seeks him out. And then we see what happens with that relationship throughout the course of the show.
Okay, I got a confession. I have to admit, that I'm kind of shallow, and when I see somebody play a role really well, and then I see them in another series, it takes me two or three episodes before I stop seeing that person that he played. So I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna watch, but when I watch, I'm gonna see you as Christopher Darden.
Because
you played that role so well.
Well, I go back with you on Army Wives, and so I really love your work, and I'm almost there with Tom, but I can really I say that you're
really?
Such a brilliant actor that is just you make every
take
role
me,
your
it's
own.
It's gonna take me a couple of episodes. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna watch, but it's gonna take me a couple of episodes. I mean, you played that Christopher Darden so well. I actually felt sorry for Christopher Darden. And during the trial, I did not feel sorry for Christopher Darden. And you had me feeling sorry for it.
Well, don't feel sorry for Sterling, because after that speech, he's getting dividends at the house. Believe that. Good move, brother.
We are big fans. Congratulations.
Tonight,
man,
NBC,
so
This Is Us. Sterling K. Brown. Man.
We'll see you at the Emmys again. Congratulations.
Looking forward to it, y'all. Have a blessed one.
You too.